Lovesick. That word best describes one of Somalia's most celebrated modern poets. Elmi Bodere was a poor baker who was obsessed with the woman he loved. His poems, written in the 1930s and early 1940s, are the stuff of legend in Somalia. And today, Somalis say that Bodere and his beloved are household names. As NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, it's an age-old story. Poet meets girl, poet loses girl, poet becomes immortalized via the object of his desire.
It happened right here, in this teeny tiny bakery in the port city of Berbera. This is where Elmi Bodere worked as a laborer for his uncle, making bread and selling it in what was then British Somaliland. Under this low ceiling, within these ochre-colored walls, over a high counter worn smooth by a million touches, an ardor was born like no other. Nur Haban runs the bakery now. He says it happened in an instant. Bodere saw a girl named Hoden and began speaking in verse.
Even his father was not a poet, but from that very beginning he saw Hoden. Automatically he started reciting poems.
Of all the bread joints in all the world, she had to walk into his. Hoden came one day to buy rolls. She reportedly said nothing more than good morning. And by nearly all accounts, Bodere never saw her again. But he rhapsodized that brief encounter to heights previously unexplored. He said things like, a careless flicker of her slanted eyes begets a light as clear as the white spring moon. Other Somali poets had spoken of love, but this was different. Bodere only spoke of Hoden. Ahmed Ogedi is a Somali poet. He says back then, in the late 1930s, Bodere was considered unmanly.
It was very, very shameful for Somali culture for a man to say, I love a woman.
Much less, I heart Hoden. Bodere gushed, if eyes could capture the splendor that could soothe the heart, or human beings could be satisfied by beauty alone, I have seen already that of Hoden. His family disapproved, his clan disapproved, and Ogedi says Bodere didn't endear himself to her people either.
From both sides, it was an insult.
It was a camel culture. In the 1930s and 1940s, the people who lived in this sand-covered land were mostly nomads, who never took more than they could carry and didn't leave much behind. Herdsmen married to have children and to take better care of the livestock. Most people were illiterate, and even if they could read, Somali was, at that time, only a spoken language. Poets were in demand to tell the day's news in a way that everybody could remember. And romance? Well, romance was mostly found in stories about warriors and the battles they fought, not bread enthusiasts and the bakers who loved them. The baker Nur Haban says even Bodere was ashamed of his behavior.
The Somali men, they are very proud of trying to be the real man. Since he didn't get the woman he wanted, he thought that the world would know his weakness.
If other Somalis knew of Bodere's weakness, he had only himself to blame. The poet Ogedi says the language Bodere used was, at that time, too explicit. If a Muslim poet back then wanted to touch a woman's bosom, for instance, he'd write about wanting to pluck an apple from a tree in her neighborhood. But how do you like these apples? Ogedi says Bodere barely disguised Hoden's identity in his poems.
You cannot describe or mention the lady as you like. You will be killed. So you give her a different name, which you like.
But when Bodere called his love Hadra, no one was fooled or amused. This was serious business. Back then, and for several generations to come, marriages were arranged matches between families, between classes and clans. The men would wait for young girls to come of age and then marry. But between Hoden and Bodere, nothing quite matched. He was poor, she was not. His clan was weak, hers was strong. Bodere was somewhere around 30 years old. Hoden was reportedly 9. Abdullah Muhammad Ali is the mayor of Berbera. He says that the age difference between Boderi and Hoden wasn't the problem. Society was.
So what we believe today is that the old culture is the barrier that was between Hoden and Boderi. And it was the role of the old people at that time to try and bring these two together.
Boderi despaired. I have been compelled to weep for love's sake, he said. Oh God, how much has my mouth betrayed me, and how people have been so cruel to me. But Mayor Ali says that ultimately it was God, or fate, that got in the way. In Somali, the word is Alaf, and Alaf can be a real kick in the pants.
Alaf is very hard to explain. For example, if I give you an example, that if God wishes you to marry somebody, even if you love somebody else, you marry the person that God said that you're going to marry.
And Alaf apparently decided that Boderi and Hoden weren't meant to be. Lulabdi Hassan buys her bread from the old bakery in Berbera. Standing outside, she says all Somali girls hope for an attraction as strong as Boderi's was for Hoden.
It was very, very strong love. So whenever we hear about Elmi and Hoden, our hearts beat a lot.
But was it a mutual attraction? Only Hoden knew for sure. Some say the culture of the time did not allow girls to speak of their heart's desire. Regardless, Lulabdi Hassan says Hoden was lucky.
Every girl likes to be like Hoden, because everyone needs to be loved.
At 15, Hoden married another, a clerk at the port of Berbera. Boderi married too, but people here say his wife soon tired of him calling her Hoden and left. By the mid-1940s, Boderi was dead. He'd long since left the bakery and is believed to have wasted away. It is degrading to yearn for what you cannot have, he said. But Abdisalam Mohamed Shabele says Boderi likely died of tuberculosis. Shabele is the director of tourism in Somaliland. He's sort of an expert on the story, and on Hoden in particular.
She's my mother.
Shabele says Hoden settled down, became a seamstress, and raised 9 children. He says she never spoke of Boderi, but then she didn't have to. Poetry travels fast among Somalis, and everyone knew she was the Hoden. But by Shabele's account, his parents had a happy life together. Hoden died in 1967. Today, Shabele calls himself the Sheikh of Love. He says young lovers come to him before they marry.
Sometimes I give them blessings.
Nearly everyone here says that Somali society learned a lot from Elmi Boderi. First, that families should consider the feelings of their children before committing them to marry. And second, that saying, I love you, is not so bad after all. Boderi and Hoden often figure in modern Somali love songs and poems. And Somali men say that in matters of the heart, they're almost always unfavorably compared to Boderi. Not everyone's a poet, but then not everyone needs to be. A Somali politician recently recalled the words he used to propose to his wife. He said to her, okay, I can't love you like Boderi loved Hoden, but I can love you. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Berbera, Somaliland.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.